This is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Is Hillary Clinton too polarizing to get elected? Slate.com's chief political correspondent John Dickerson is writing about each presidential candidate's Achilles heel. And that seems to be the big one for the senator from New York. John Dickerson joins me now. Hi, John.
Hi.
You know, I would have thought her Achilles heel would have been her new campaign theme song by Celine Dion.
Yes, that's right. It is an odd strategy to pick a song by a Canadian, but this was, you know, the song picked in this contest her campaign had, and we'll see if it can pass the real test, which is can it be played over and over again without driving the candidate batty and the press journalists who have to listen to it at every event batty as well.
Yeah, good luck with that, John, because I know you're going to be part of that. Now, you quote a stunning statistic in your piece, a Gallup poll that says 50% of the country has an unfavorable view of her. That is extraordinarily high. And John, I'm wondering, is that across the board among all groups or just specific groups?
It is across the board, and it's a bad number for her. It's worse than it ever got for Gore or Kerry in those two unsuccessful presidential runs, and it's very high for her in her history. And so while that number captures a lot of things, unfavorable captures her policy positions as well as her personality, it is, pollsters think, very much a part of this notion that she might be too polarizing.
And is that because of the entire Clinton presidency that a lot of conservatives will just despise her for that no matter what?
Well, yes. Part of it is that she was part of a controversial presidency, but part of it is what you've mentioned, which is that there is a conservative machine out there that has gone after her and is preparing to go after her again if she's the Democratic nominee. So her negatives have a special cast to them, which is that unlike any other candidate, she's really been the topic or target of a consistent campaign for a long time.
And what about her just on the campaign trail, her likability? And that's a big problem for her, isn't it?
Well, likability is this funny thing because voters, when you ask them, well, do you care about likability, they say no. But there are these sort of emotional connections voters get with candidates, and they seem to have a problem with Hillary Clinton. Having said that, there is some evidence that in some settings, when she actually gets a chance to present herself and not the caricature that has been put forward by her enemies or maybe some would say the media, she actually is able to convince people that she is likable or at least, if not that, that she would make a good president.
Isn't there some irony here, John, that women, these are sort of the so-called soft issues, the issues that women are naturally considered better at, the likability, the warmth, the congeniality, the sort of first lady personality. And Hillary Clinton has really done well on the stereotypical male attributes, strong foreign policy proposals, tough debater, that kind of thing.
That's right. As one of her top aides said to me, it's kind of cool, she said, that Hillary wins all the guy categories. If you look at the polling, it's extraordinary. Democrats give her high marks well above her opponents on the questions of leadership, experience, skill in a crisis. And in other polls, you see independents and even all voters giving her higher leadership marks than someone like John McCain. But then on these softer issues, yes, there is this question out there. The big question of the election will be whether voters really care and whether in a dangerous world where there have been lots and lots of problems and will continue to be, whether voters really might, more than in any other case before, pay attention to those guy attributes, as Mrs. Clinton's staffer put it.
John Dickerson is the chief political correspondent for Slate.com. His article on Hillary Clinton's Achilles heel is online now. Thanks, John.
Thank you.